Hey, you guys, it's me, Bonnie, your host of the Grieving Girl podcast. And today we have Angela Jenkins.
Hi. Hello.
You guys, we're here. I don't know what episode number this is going to be, so I'm just going to say we're here with a new episode. Angela, how are we doing today?
We're generally good. Little fragile going into this, but generally good.
Yeah.
But excited.
You know, it's also, what a shitty day outside. It's not like, it's not adding any like lightness and brightness to the topic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're just bringing some gray gloom to this griefy conversation.
Wonderful.
All right. So do you want to tell the people, the fans, the grievers, your relationship to grief?
Sure. I'm already feeling it.
Yeah, because when you have to speak it into existence, it sucks.
My husband David passed away 8.5 years ago. Mm. We were together for 3.5 years. We were married for 3.5 weeks. And he was 3 weeks short of his 40th birthday.
I didn't realize about the threes.
Yeah.
Threes haunt me a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, but obviously for different reasons. But like, what's with... I want to dig into the number three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we were... What show were we doing? Do you remember?
I was still in the studio. We didn't work together until 2016.
I remember when it all happened because obviously it was Christmas Story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was in the building, but I didn't really know you, and I obviously didn't know David. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh no, like people were just like, this is wild.
You guys were in tech.
Yeah, and I just remember it like shaking up the building for sure. Do you mind me asking what happened?
Not at all.
Because I don't know what happened. So I just know it was very sudden, obviously.
Yes. He had a bad headache for maybe 3 days. It just like wasn't going away. Mm. And you don't really think anything of that. And he was generally healthy. He was a runner. He was watching his weight, losing weight. He was doing really well with that. She didn't wake up one morning. So I found him. And it took, 6 weeks for the autopsy to come back.
Yeah. Why the fuck did they take so long? Why the fuck did they take so long?
40-year-old white man. They probably have lots of bodies coming out of the river or something that they need to do first. I don't know.
It's just like absolutely insane because they obviously do them within like a certain amount of time,
right?
With the technology we have, we can't like speed it up.
Yeah, you know, I was able. You know, we were able to cremate him within the week.
Sure.
So like they had the information. What took them so long?
Right.
That's true. But it got to the point where like I was calling them every Friday to be like, "Is it done yet? Is it done?"
And like rightfully so.
But it was a stroke.
Oh.
He was 39. He had a stroke.
Wow. That's wild. Yeah, I never knew like what the details were. Obviously, I was not just going to like freely ask you in the green room over our Wawa sandwiches being like, so, Ange, you want to let me know? Wow. Did they know what kind of a stroke? Like, because there are so many different kinds, but like, I don't know if they can tell that.
If it was reported, I, at this point, do not recall.
Wow. A stroke. That's fucking crazy. Ugh. And there's this, like, that's the sudden traumatic of that. It's just like something I find. It's different than things like cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's. You know, when people.
Something you have time to adapt to.
Right. And it's not.
And prepare for.
Right. Because I'm like, that is not easy in its own way. I was just talking about this at the gym the other day, or actually this morning, with somebody who was like, I have to go take care of some family and, you know, that are old and whatever. And I was like, it's like for that, it's the anticipatory grief. Mm-hmm. It's the like knowing it's coming, kind of like watching the decline, whatever. And like, that's one way to kind of start grieving. Mm-hmm. And then there's another with sudden traumatic, it's like, what? Yeah. And then, so it's not only the shock, but then it's the aftermath and it's the lack of closure. You don't get to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. I think like that's the thing for me with like the sudden traumatic that, you know, people, you know, when people die of cancer, it's like, I would assume that every time you leave that person, you're saying goodbye, mm-hmm. knowing that it could be the last mm-hmm. time or there. I mean, and like you dealt with Lori in this mm-hmm. way a little bit where like yep. every time you leave the person, it's like it's looming. Mm-hmm. I literally like hugged my mom and watched her walk away and was like, bye. See ya in 30 minutes. Like what? What? I mean, like
David went to bed early that night, and I remember the kiss like very specifically. So, good night, kiss. I was he had just purchased Rosetta Stone. We were gonna learn Spanish, so I was starting my lessons, and I was like, I'm gonna stay up a little bit longer. Good night.
And now I'm sure you're like the fucking Rosetta Stone. Like we can't even look at the packaging. Like
oh yeah, no, yeah. We gave up on that.
Yeah, in muerto. Yeah. Done. Like mm-hmm. yeah, and that sticks with you. Like I remember the hug, mm-hmm. like very mm-hmm. specific, and watching her, and but like I'm like, that was the goodbye. That's not yeah. a fucking goodbye. It's not a goodbye at all. Yeah. So there's like a lack of closure there, and you have to figure out how to just like continue mm-hmm. without that. Have you ever mm-hmm. gone to a medium?
Yes.
Have you ever Big had fan. Like a really good reading?
Yes.
Did that find you any kind of closure? Did he come through?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. He came through both times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who did you see?
Someone that my sister-in-law, my sister-in-law's friend in North Jersey knows. And then I went to some lady in a really sketchy brownstone on Broad Street down here somewhere.
Wow.
I do not remember.
I've always wanted to go into some of those. It's like psychic reading.
No, I didn't even, she didn't have that in her window. Someone had told me about her, and it was like, I called her, and then when I arrived, I had to like knock on the window and like wait for her to answer the door. It was totally sketchy, but it was really interesting. She like read my chart. It was like my first experience with like all of that.
Okay.
So it was very lengthy, but he did come through both times. Yeah.
Okay. I found with my mom when, again, just relating on like the suddenness, I mean like, I literally was like, was she okay? Was she awake? Like, I know nothing, mm-hmm. right? And, like, nobody that was in the room was going to tell me anything mm-hmm. because they're not. So I have to just imagine, which also drives you crazy. Mm-hmm. And when my sister and I went to this guy and we had an amazing reading, it actually was, like, the first step. I was like, okay, I can move one foot in front. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and a man with, like, a crazy energetic like gift mm-hmm. was able to give me that like small amount of like, okay, she's somewhere. She's, yep. I don't know where, but she's somewhere. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if anybody else out there with sudden traumatic loss, if you've gone to a medium, curious on your thoughts about if they provide any amount of closure or comfort in that way. I don't know. Okay, so now I'd like to say, let's relate it to the topic of the season. Let them grieve. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine the crazy shit people have said to you as a young widow, right? Who, well, also freshly married. Mm-hmm. Like, not only did you just get married, you have all this, like, vision. And now, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And now people who... probably well-intentioned or saying yeah. wild things to you. Did you feel like people were, had, do you think people gave you grace because of the situation yeah. or do you feel like it was the opposite? Like, I'm just curious on that for you.
No, I think it shocked everybody to silence, quite yeah. frankly. And I think from what I can recall, most of this stuff was very, all this sort of very, general statements you say to people when you don't know what to say, which I actually still find myself saying. You think I'd be better at it by now.
Truly. I mean, it's real. I'm like, I'm doing this thing now and I'm still like,
I'm so sorry for your loss, which I mean is lovely. But when you hear it for the 100th time right. at a viewing, you're like,
right. yeah,
come up with some different people. But there's nothing else to say. Amy Rogers came up to me and she said nothing to me. She just held me and I needed that so badly yeah. that day. Sorry, am I supposed to use full names? I don't know.
Well, we can, because also like, hey, Amy, good job. Or we
well
can
done.
We can call her Rami Allergers. Okay. Or we can edit it out.
Okay.
There's options here at the Grieving Girl podcast. I think Amy deserves a shout out.
She does.
Because like you said, that's what you needed that day. I am like, it's funny because I black out a lot of my trauma, but in a procession, like, what is it called? The receiving line?
Yeah.
Sure. I almost, like my memory did the opposite. I remember everyone and everything they said to me. If you said crazy shit, I know who you are. It is like iced into my brain wrinkles.
Oh no.
I think you said something appropriate. I remember you being there. I remember you giving me a hug. I feel like you, maybe you just hugged me. Maybe you didn't say anything. Honestly.
I mean, I definitely go into it like with that memory and being like, that was really perfect.
You didn't say anything crazy because the crazy, I've clocked it. Those people are on a shit list.
I feel like, but generally, I think people have given me grace. Just, there hasn't been a lot of like, so it's been 8.5 years.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a lot of, when are you moving on? When are you going to meet somebody? Well, that's not like, I'm not trying.
That's great.
So that's been great. That's been really good. My mom did say to me the other day, she goes, I pray for you to meet someone every day. And I was like, well, you're going to have to be a little bit more specific because that last boyfriend was not, you're going to have to be more specific with your prayers, Ma. That was not quality.
I pray for you. You're like, thanks. Cool. I mean, I guess that's good. I wonder if it's also because you're surrounded by a lot of like empaths. I mean, like you're in the theater community. So like, also like David knew all of your friends. So like your friends were his friends. So everybody was shook.
Yes.
You know, and also you're just surrounded by like people who almost like have their expertise as like human condition and like big picture thinking, shoe on the other foot thinking, like how would I feel, like reflective people. And I mean, that's amazing that like you don't feel like people have been like, so when are we going
to
do this?
Or I'm oblivious to it. Either or.
Or that. And you know what? I'd rather oblivious than like, oh yeah, well, my husband just died. And you're like, all right, ma'am, you're 80, you crazy person. Like, this is not the same. These things do not equate. So like, it's nice to hear that you don't feel like
you. Don't equate, but it's funny you say that. When I moved into my house in South Philly after David passed, my neighbor two doors down, her husband passed away a month before David did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was she your age?
No, she's older. No, she's older, but I just thought the coincidence was really
you're like, oh, okay, we're in this together. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to hear that you don't feel like people are doing that to you. Because, like, I just talked to my friend Lachelle, and this was about divorce, so marriage ending in obviously a completely different way. And one that she kind of forged. But, like, the people being like, so when are you getting out there? Like, you're going to have more kids? Like, sure, you know? But it's, like, well-intentioned. We want to be your hype girl. Like, when get back out there. Like, you deserve better. But she was actually, like, but I'm still mourning and grieving something I thought was going to be, you know, have longevity. Sure. So I'm glad that you don't feel like you got that.
No. Or, like I said, or I'm just, like, nah, you weren't taking it.
Yeah. Or that you blocked it out and you're like, I don't know. But also like, good job to Angela Circle for not doing that. Good job Thanks, letting her grieve. That's like the whole point of this season is to be like, don't say crazy shit. Just hold your friend when they are in need. And like, if you're feeling emotional, put the shoe on the other foot of how the person that is directly affected is feeling, for sure. Okay. Should we take a brain break?
Sure.
Okay. So our brain break. One, let's take a sip. Sip. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. Honestly, this wine's pretty good.
Nice, yeah.
Also, it's a Tuesday at 4:00 and we're sipping wine. This is like, I know. Wow. Usually off, I'm still working. I took off. I was like, I'm busy. I got a podcast. Ange texted me last night and she was like, I'm about to do the Wawa. And what item were you going to try?
The pizza.
Wawa's got pizza.
And I tried a burger as well. I was like, well, we're going to go all the way.
Okay. I would like the pizza review, one bite. You know the rules. Like Steve Portnoy. Is that his name? I might have just renamed the Barstool Man. Have you ever seen the pizza reviews?
No.
I'll send them to you.
Okay.
Oh, my neighbor's here. get ready to hear the walking up and down.
It's very loud. Is that their door?
Yeah. And like scraping. Run up. And now he's going to go get his dog. He's got a Frenchie. His name is Oscar. And now they're both going to run downstairs and then they'll slam the door again. This is great. The first time in the recording of the podcast where he's interrupted, which is, here they come. You hear the doggy?
I do.
We're just going to take a brief pause for Oscar and Alex, who don't know that they're above a recording studio. How dare they? Yeah, once he's up there, I can't hear anything. But it's the down and the up.
Yeah, because it's right here?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously that's like not real wall.
Daphne's getting used to that sort of entrance. She's barking all the time at the new place.
And you're like, sorry, everyone.
I sent them a note when we moved in. I was like, she barks when somebody walks to the door. So every time you enter or exit, she's probably going to bark.
Yeah, that's fine. She's your guard dog. All right, maybe they're not coming back down. Okay, so we're going to talk about the pizza review.
Listen, better than it has a right to be.
Oh.
I mean, it's fine.
Okay.
It's not a cheaper item on the menu. I did get a pepperoni 16-inch with the garlic crust.
Sounds phenomenal.
The pepperoni could use a little more kick. Like your neighborhood pizzeria has better pepperoni.
Okay.
The crust was fine. Like it was very serviceable if you need something and you're at Wawa and you're like, I want pizza.
Okay.
Probably needed, dare I say, more salt. I don't have garlic. I haven't unpacked my garlic salt yet, so I didn't have it to put on my pizza.
Sure.
Maybe that's all I was missing.
It needs the Cheesecake Factory like sodium warning.
Yeah, sure.
But obviously not
bad at all. And then there's a little bit of like a garlic oil on the crust that I had them add, which was a nice little it. Once I ordered, I was like, oh, is that like a Domino's thing?
I was gonna say that's kind of giving like a Domino's.
Yeah, but it was a nice little touch.
Wow. No, I gotta get Wawa pizza.
Not the worst. It's not the worst. Not the best.
Sure, but like.
But I think it'll last longer than the Wawa brisket.
Didn't even know they had brisket.
Oh, it was a couple years ago.
How and was the burger?
The burger was pretty good too. I went with a bacon cheddar.
Yum.
Barbecue sauce. And that was, I mean, again, like pre-made patty. Like, what are you gonna expect? It might have some like fake smoke flavor on it too.
Okay.
But like $7 burger.
Where does it stand next to like any other fast food burger?
I haven't really eaten fast food burgers in a really long time.
Okay.
It's a thicker patty.
Okay.
Better bread. I think overall just quality of items is probably better than like a Burger King McDonald's.
Well, guess I know what I'm going to do the next time I'm like, I want pizza. I want a burger. I'm going to Wawa.
It's worth a shot. Let's try it.
Listen, people come to the green room with Wawa, like items I would have never thought to order all the time.
Like what?
The French fries. I heard the fries are really good. You can get them cheese fry style, like cheddar, like whiz. Wow. On a French fry from the Wawa. I get a turkey shorty and I get the tuna on rye. I'm boring. Because like I just think Wawa, deli sandwich.
Yeah.
Because I remember the Wawa when you had your hand right on the thing what you wanted at the deli. Wow. Old school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even their chicken sandwiches are pretty good. Yeah. They're not like Popeye's chicken sandwiches, but like for a chicken sandwich, it's a hefty piece of chicken, some good toppings on it.
Maybe this is my next bread. TikTok series.
Okay.
Come with me while I try all the Wawa items I've never tried before.
And I only tried that because I had a reward for it for like either $2 off or free or something. And I was like, let's try it.
I love a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, you guys. Well, you got it. You heard it here first. Wawa's pizza. And apparently it's very good. So great.
Only after 4 p.m.
Oh, only after 4 p.m. Wawa, if you hear this, sponsor us. Grieving girls, we like Wawa. Also, I truly, the amount of Wawa I ate clearing out my mom's house, because like I wasn't living there. I would go there on Monday nights after the dance studio, stay overnight, eat something like Wawa, Burger King, because like there was no food in that house.
Right.
I would stay, do trash. Thank God it was on Monday nights and I was already in New Jersey. How convenient for me. And then I would leave and then I maybe would go back like later on the weekend. But we'd have food there. So Wawa truly, if you hear this, sponsor a grieving girl because they need it. We still need
it. You sponsored my move, so.
See? And we're still grieving. So we'll take the sponsorship.
Always and forever.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Okay. So section two of the episode.
Okay.
This is going, we're doing a good job.
Okay, good.
What would you share with either probably the, I don't want to say non-grieving masses because like everyone is grieving, but for someone who's like, shit, this happened to my friend or my family, what do I say? What do you feel is the most helpful or like the most helpful thing for someone to do? Like what like really sticks out to you? I mean, you just said like a hug and you don't need to say anything is enough.
Yeah, that's hard. Because like I said, I still say all the very rote things that we hear all the time. Yes. And say all the time. And you want to be better than that. But like, you're like, I don't know what the answer is. Well, the other day you posted a video that I commented on where it's like, grieving people don't need more lasagna, and I misread it, and I thought it said they do need more lasagna, and I was like, I would have loved it. People brought me lasagna.
I would have loved another lasagna.
So like I think the things that I see happening are good things. Mm-hmm. They just feel when you're not the grieving person that it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to just take that person and do something with them. Just don't ask, sort of tell, but like let them step away if they're having a really bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting them out of the house, getting them to do something. I don't want to say be social because that's not necessarily what a grieving person needs,
right?
But just out of the house, maybe into real pair of pants. Mm-hmm. And asking about the person, it feels really awkward. I've read this, and mm-hmm. I love for people to ask about David, and I would love to talk about David. I feel like sometimes I feel like he's a figment of my imagination because no one talks about him anymore.
Mm.
So I'm always happy to talk about him. But it's weird to be sitting in the room and be like, hey, tell me a David story. You know what I mean?
Right. You're like, and out of nowhere. So you want
to
tell me.
But if there's a way to segue into, hey, I saw this, I thought of him. Just knowing that you're thinking of that person.
Yeah.
That they lost.
Right.
Is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes all of the sense. Like sometimes I'm just like talking about my dead parents because I'm like, well, if I keep talking about them, they still exist. Yeah. You know? Cause yeah, you're right. Like people don't really ask like, oh, did your mom like blank? Probably half because they don't want to like trigger her, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to ask you because I don't want to make you upset. That's probably half of it.
Yeah.
But that is something I read about often of like ask people about mm-hmm. their person. I don't know if I've ever.
But also, don't be afraid of their tears. Like it's probably gonna upset them.
And that's fine. That's half of, I think.
And sit in that awkwardness.
Right.
It's awkward. Just sit there.
Right. I'm sorry that you're uncomfortable mm-hmm. with my sadness, but like that's where we're at. And to be a good friend, a good human, just like it's okay to sit with people in their sadness mm-hmm. and not say anything to try and fix it.
Yeah.
Because I think that's where people go wrong. Right. Like, mm-hmm. oh no, now she's upset and I'm going to, and they just like say some shit where you're like, and that's where it went wrong. Just let me cry. Give me a tissue. Like, just be like, let me get you a tissue and go get a tissue.
I'm sorry. Do you need me to top off that wine for you? I'll be right back. Let me go to the kitchen and get that for you. You know?
Yeah. No. And that's like, you know, that's why it's so nuanced and so layered and communicating about grief and whatever. Cause it's like, no one wants to see people sad, but that's just like mm-hmm. the sad, hard truth is people are sad.
Mm-hmm.
I like the thought of like just making the person get out of the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
My girlfriends kind of did that for me.
There's a time and a place and a way to do it.
Right. Yeah. They were like, we're still going to go down the shore in 2 weekends and you're going to come. Like, why wouldn't you come? And I was like, why would I come? And they were like, you're just going to come be. And mm-hmm. if we go to the beach and you want to sleep, great. And like, there was a day where I remember being like, bye. And I slept for like hours and they were like, quietly. So I remember like it was like the episode of Sex and the City when Carrie and Big, the wedding doesn't happen and Charlotte slaps him with the bouquet. She's like, will anything ever be funny again? Sadness, darkness. That was me. I was Carrie Bradshaw, but not divorced. And then like I woke up and I like opened the blinds and my friends were like quietly sitting being like, hello, oh, you're awake. And I was like, you're being creepily nice to me. But I was like, wow, that was really nice. They just like let me go away. But they were there mm-hmm. and I was somewhere mm-hmm. else, not mm-hmm. at my dead mom's quiet home yep. by myself.
Yep.
Because my sister had to go. It was like that time. Mm-hmm. And that was nice. And I never really think I thought of that in terms of like just encouraging me to do mm-hmm. something else without making me do something
just
else.
Just a slight change of scenery. But you can be sad. Just do it somewhere else. And maybe it might. Depends on the timeline. Right. It might lift your spirits a little bit.
Yeah. Do you have any recollection of someone doing that for you? Any examples?
No.
But we're sure someone did, because it seems like a very good circle. I did not. I had a great circle. My immediate circle was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of people just came out of the woodwork saying some crazy shit. And I remember the crazy. Locked in the sponge brain forever. So those are good thoughts to share. Anything else you want to add?
I feel bad when people are like, are utterly helpless to assist you in your grief. I don't know if you've had sort of any sort of story like this. So both of my parents are still alive. Mm-hmm. And they were just completely beside themselves and had nothing.
They didn't know how to help you.
They had nothing. They had so much love, but they didn't know how to help me.
Right.
And you're like, you know, typically they're there to fix whatever mm-hmm. needs to be fixed, and this is not fixable. Mm-hmm. So sort of witnessing that broke my heart as well.
Because there was just like nothing anybody could do.
Yeah.
It was so finite.
I think it really upset my mom that everything upset everybody. But my dad's sister-in-law, my aunt, well, my dad's brother passed away maybe a year and a half earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And we were not very close to that side of the family. But I was like, I want to call Aunt Donna mm-hmm. because I don't know anyone else who's been through this. I also spoke to my grandmother. My grandmother, was a widow for over 50 years and mm-hmm. raised four girls by herself. After the viewing and the funeral, I went back up to North Jersey and saw her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it hurt my mom that I was like, I'm going to call Aunt Donna.
That you couldn't like lean on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
For sure.
And then my dad was like, I've been watching.
But it's true. Like, unfortunately, it's like she really, you don't know what it's like. It's like, that's, you know, one of the first times she's probably felt like, wow, I cannot help my kid. I've never gone through this.
Yeah. And I mean, there's like, everyone grieves, so everyone has some sort of grief, so everyone's familiar with grief. But there's also like your, like you said earlier, your loss is different from your sister's loss, even though it was the same people.
Right, same people, 6 years, almost 7 years difference.
Very different. So it's so universal and so not at the mm-hmm. same time.
It's the loneliest journey in the world.
Yeah,
is grief.
Yeah,
even when you're grieving the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom was grieving, you were grieving, your dad was grieving. You've all lost the same person, but in wildly different
yes.
ways.
Yes. And yeah. We didn't even talk about David's family.
Oh yeah, I can't. I mean, that's like an interesting dynamic.
Yes. So, we don't speak anymore.
Really?
It was about, I guess, probably a year after he passed. We just stopped communication. Because we were just married, none of the paperwork was settled.
Wow.
There's no, I mean, not that there was, you know, I wasn't on any, we weren't on each other's beneficiaries as paperwork.
Okay.
So his sister was still his beneficiary for his life insurance. And when you start talking about money,
it will be a whole season. It will be a whole season. Because, like, so many people. Yeah. Truly. Because so many people just, like, this is where shit goes awry.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's so much more than the loss. There's so much after it.
Mm-hmm.
And so much more trauma and stress. And, like, you can't even grieve. And then you're dealing with shit like that.
Yeah.
with another grieving person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. Yeah. Wow.
I actually just got rid of his car this past summer.
Oh.
I was like 15 years old. Oh, now I'm in the space age, which my new car, it's like the backup camera and oh, the lane cool. assist and the blind spot sensors. But like that was part of that issue.
Mm.
In like sort of what we all want to lay claim to of his.
Okay.
But I got the car. But I did not get money. I got them to pay for a couple things, but I did not get money.
Adam, I'll take a zoom in on my reaction right now. Because that is effing wild. That's wild. That's crazy.
My dad paid for his funeral.
That is absolutely absurd. One, that is why people have life insurance.
Yes.
I will put it right here out into the internet. I have a life insurance policy. Well, one, if I go missing now, you know why. Two, it's to pay for my funeral. I have been doing this for over 2 years now. I'm like, I am actively doing it. Like, that's what you use life insurance for. So that is not a burden on anybody. That is fucked up. Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's, and like, that's extra stress on top of your already stress. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well.
So now I harass my parents to find out where they want to be buried.
You know what?
So now I have this conversation. You know what? Why don't we?
Let's all go together. Let's all go to the funeral home together. We'll pre-plan it. It'll be done. You want to go out on the silver cruiser? Because caskets have names, you guys. The silver cruiser, whatever the fuck. I want to know the name, the make, the model you want. Okay. Truly. Wow. Wow. I'm sorry. That's shitty. Yeah. That's really shitty. If you're listening to this, that was shitty behavior. ask for forgiveness. Ugh. Wow.
I'm not missing anything by not having them in my life right now, so that's fine.
Well, and also, at the end of the day, money would have been nice to, especially, your dad should be fully compensated.
Yeah.
However, it's not bringing that person back. And, if you're good and, you know what? You're right. Giving you more peace. We're our healing era, we're searching for peace. Yep. And if you're not bringing me peace, I'm not going to fight with you about this. That'll be, you can answer about that at the pearly gates one day.
Yep.
In your life review. Did you know that we all do a life review? Apparently.
Interesting.
I know. That's what the mediums say anyway. The life review. That will be part.
Okay.
I think. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
That sucks. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of, have you seen any of the stuff about the bride and groom? They were getting married in North Carolina. They were on the go-kart and the girl hit them in a DUI or something. She was 25, DUI, hit the golf cart, killed the bride in her dress.
What?
The mom and the sister run because they heard the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then the mom, the poor husband. Also, laid up in the hospital, almost doesn't make it. And then the mom's like, you weren't married. He's like, she died in her wedding dress. What do you mean? And now it's a whole big thing because the paperwork
wasn't signed yet. Yeah.
And then she's like, I want you to use her maiden name. Like, what? Like, on her wedding? It's
I will say, she hadn't legally changed her name yet.
But, sure, but, there might be an argument maybe there. Maybe, the sentiment? That's weird. Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting. David chose you to be his life partner and had a life insurance policy to take care of his family. Mm-hmm. And that includes you. So to not include you is kind of wild.
Yes.
Yikes.
Speaking of name changes, I was very excited to change my name. I was very excited to be married. Mm-hmm. I got my passport back with my new name after he passed.
Wolf. Yeah, that's a gut punch.
Yeah.
Also, if you hear me chewing, I'm eating cheese. That's a gut punch.
Yeah. I'm still, I mean, for 8.5 years now, I've been debating changing my name back. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll celebrate my 40th birthday by changing my name back.
Not that.
It'll also be 10
years.
That's
a morbid humor.
Yeah.
On the 10-year anniversary of your death and my birthday. I will now be Cuckoo. I mean, listen, I've never been a widow, so I have no idea what that feels like, what that's like. Do you follow Amanda Kloots?
I did for a while there. I worked with Nick.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Street Playhouse. Yeah.
She just like got her engagement ring done because she was like, I don't like, I want to wear it, but I don't want to wear it. And like all this stuff. So she like repurposed. It was like a heart shaped diamond. Mm-hmm. And they like laid like a big gold heart frame around it. So it's the same ring, but it's a little different. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just like don't even. I mean, I'd ask my mom what she would feel like, but I can't. But I know that like one day she just kind of like took her ring off.
Yeah.
You know,
I wore mine for a while. And now my engagement ring is sitting in my parents' safety deposit box in the bank.
Okay.
Because I was like, I don't need that hanging around South Philly.
That's real. That's very real.
And also, my rings don't fit anymore. So.
So.
Neither does his. I wore his for a while too, and doesn't fit me anymore.
Do you think you'd ever like make them into something, or I've is it something where it, you're like, it's been 10 years? I don't. We were just saying, like, you get to the point where things just become kind of like things.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way about your ring?
I've thought about resetting them, but I don't feel strongly about it at all. So, I'll just let it sit there for now.
And there it shall sit until you have the feeling to do something with it.
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes you just let things sit. Like my mom's frozen meat in my freezer. Yeah, I said it. Susan, I know you're listening. I'm talking to you. The meat is still in my freezer, everyone, okay? And I don't know why it's there, but it's there. It's like the Sopranos episode with the casserole. We just can't do anything with it yet. And that's okay. And that's like the real part of grief. It's just like you hold on to things because you just don't know what to do with it. And like parting with it seems like... How dare,
yes.
Insensitive, forgetting, moving on. And you don't want to move on, but that's also like fucking life. You just like, time passes. Yep. And it's like the hard reality of like, wow, this, it's all just turning into stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just stuff.
It's just stuff.
The person's gone, it's their stuff. So thing, you start out very sentimental with things.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh no, that's just a shirt.
Yeah.
Just a messenger bag, really nice leather messenger bag that I have in my basement, but it's just a bag.
Yeah,
it's just a car,
right? I don't know, the stuff really gets me.
Yeah,
it's like the visual reminder.
Well, it's also stuff that they chose,
right?
They made decisions, they took care in deciding on that for whatever reason. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like that's it. I'm trying to think of what we should cheers to. Because we always end with a cheers.
Oh.
And it can't be cheers to Wawa Has Pizza.
No.
It cannot be that.
No.
It can't be that.
No. I mean, it's not cheers worthy.
I know. Cheers to just holding your friends.
Yeah.
Cheers. Bye, guys. Have a good one. And if you're crying, so are we. Bye.